Two. I wanted to start out by just saying how I got into Al-Anon. I have a son who we're estranged from, and when I came into Al-Anon 10 years ago, all I wanted was for you to fix that for me, to make my son see the right path, and that was it. I didn't care about myself. I really didn't. It wasn't even a thought. And I think probably part of that is because I did grow up in an alcoholic house, and my dad would always say, like, if you got a B on your report card, you didn't get an A. Or, if you did something, you didn't do it right. Or at the dinner table, sometimes you just didn't speak. So I just kind of grew up from a place of really not having any confidence. So those are kind of two things I want to talk about. Help me with my service. When I was in Al-Anon, not quite 2 years, and I was pretty naive about a lot of things, I had three fellow Al-Anon members who came to me and said that they wanted to do co-chair for the day in Al-Anon. So I don't know. Some people know about the day in Al-Anon, and I hope by me just saying that you remember what a wonderful experience those days in Al-Anon were. And for those of you who haven't experienced that, I'm hoping that that will come back. I know COVID had some issues there where we couldn't have a big meeting in a big like hall or thing. So we're working on getting that back. So I had three ladies who asked me. And these three ladies, and they're on Zoom, they promised me they'd be here. And they are my most wonderful, treasured friends. And I'm forever grateful to them. So, the day in Al-Anon, just a little brief if you don't know, it is a big day. It is over 200 people. We rented a huge hall, and it was a church with a big room. We had workshops, we had raffles, we had speakers. And we had people do separate little workshops. We had food. We had decorations. And so these were all the things that we had to do. And I had no idea about those things. That was not in my world. But the people that stepped up and said in the meeting, I love decorations. I'll do the decorations and I'll get my friend from another meeting to do the decorations. People just came out from everywhere. And I just it was just a wonderful experience. And so I'm putting a plug in that for the future of the day in Al-Anon. And we had people coming from San Francisco, San Jose. It wasn't just our, Richmond. It wasn't just our little group. It was a day in Al-Anon, and it was a full day. So I'm just putting a plug in that, and also saying that service, it just brought a lot of, it was a lot of fun, and people just couldn't keep away. They wanted to really chip in and help. So I know how much I really appreciated it. Another thing that I did was I was a secretary at the meetings. I did literature. I was a treasurer. I was a group rep, and I've spoken at a couple of Al-Anon meetings and a speaker meeting. And I never had this kind of confidence in anything I ever did. And so it just really helped me. It really changed. And I'm really grateful for that. Another thing about my experience in Al-Anon is the people that are in my group, these are our people. Look at our people in our group. Are these not the people you want to work with? It's not like other people you don't know where they're coming from, or they'll be critical, or, well, they might not. They say they're going to do it. They're going to do it. And if they say they're going to do it and they don't, well, that's okay too. It's okay. Somebody else will step up. That's just so been my experience of the wonderful people in Al-Anon. And all of you are that way, and you know who you are. Couple things I gained was also, I think I said, my confidence, and also accomplished things I never thought I could do. Never thought I could be a speaker. Never thought I could put a day in Al-Anon together with a couple of other friends. And just, I have a real sense of fellowship, not only for being in my meetings, but in my service to Al-Anon. So I thank all of you for that.
I am Bill G.